good form. It's time to be blunt. I'm 43 years old, true, and I'm a writer now, and a long time ago, I walked through Quang Ngai province as a foot soldier. Almost everything else is invented, but it's not a game. It's a form. Right here, now, as I invent myself, I'm thinking of all I want to tell you about why this book is written as it is. For instance, I want to tell you this. 20 years ago, I watched a man die on a trail near the village of Mike. I did not kill him, but I was present, you see, and my presence was guilt enough. I remember his face, which was not a pretty face because his jaw was in his throat, and I remember feeling the burden of responsibility and grief. I blamed myself, and rightly so, because I was present. But listen, even that story is made up. I want you to feel what I felt. I want you to know why story truth is truer sometimes than happening truth. Here's the happening truth. I was once a soldier. There were many bodies, real bodies with real faces, but I was young then, and I was afraid to look. And now, 20 years later, I'm left with faceless responsibility and faceless grief. Here is the story truth. He was a slim, dead, almost dainty young man of about 20. He lay in the center of a red clay trail near the village of Mike. His jaw was in his throat. His one eye was shut, and the other eye was a star-shaped hole. I killed him. What stories can do, I guess, is make things present. I can look at things I never looked at. I can attach faces to grief and love and pity and God. I can be brave. I can make myself feel again. Daddy, tell the truth, Kathleen can say. Did you ever kill anybody? And I can say honestly, of course not. Or I can say honestly, yes.